Three.
Three more.
And then when the three's in, the chairman will ask me again and I'll say another three.
Another three.
Yeah, always three. It's a nice figure to have.
Hmm. The official deadline is in about a week's time.
Yeah, but
it?
We still have the opportunity to loan players, and the people we're looking at the moment, there might be two loans within that period to strengthen us. Might be one permanent, could be two permanents and one loan. But at the moment, we're waiting on one or two clubs just to maybe give their 25 and then see where we are with it and everything else.
Hmm. Is one sort of aspect you're looking at, maybe a defender from the top flight, just to bring in a bit of experience there?
I've said before, you never stop looking. Even when you sign if you sign a forward, you just change tact on the type of forward you're looking for. So you always keep looking, never ever stop looking. Otherwise, you know, you might as well just employ your scouts up until the window closes and then tell them to go away. What we have done here is already in a short space of time, I've introduced a scouting system that I think will do well for the football club. Certainly why we're here, because it's already benefited in the players that we've got. And these are the people that I trust and I know and I believe have a really good eye for players. And we need them because we haven't got the funds that the big clubs have, where they spend thousands and thousands of pounds and everything else. So we have to rely on other means. And I've been asked many times what them means are, but why should I give them away? Because they're the ones that get me the Rodri's and everything else. They're the ones that got me the players in the past. So I don't want to give anybody else a percentage that helps them rather than helps us.
Is that giving you an edge? Because you seem to have particularly sort of looked at that market this summer. You've been able to bring in a number of players already, sort of using those networks that you have.
Yeah, but they're the things that you build up over many, many years. And, you know, we've had one of the lads in today that I've known a long time, used to play for me. And I know he's got a fantastic eye. So when he tells me to go and look at somebody, I listen and I go. And the chairman now knows that I'll go to Timbuktu to look at players if it means we're going to get somebody. Because, you know, there's no harm in going to watch somebody.
Anybody likely in before this game?
I don't know. Maybe. We're working really hard. We're waiting on one or two things. And things change. Teams get beat or they get an injury. You think you've got them and you haven't got them. So we never take anything for granted, but we have lists and we just keep chasing down, and we have maybe three targets that are number one targets, and whichever one comes first we'll take. But then even our tack changes, because if we pick up an injury or whatever, or we feel that somebody's not as strong and as good as what we thought they were going to be so soon, then you look at other things. But there'll be one or two more that maybe come in just under the first team like we've done. You know, we've just brought in one or two that will push the team. You know, we brought in Reese and we thought maybe he would just be pushing, but he's grabbed it. And I think the kid's done absolutely fantastic. So we know we've got a good young player. And when we get young Danny Mayer up and running and everything else, we'll see what Danny's got. And there might be one or two others coming in, as I said, just under that little banner of development come first team.
How's Anthony Gardner at the moment?
All right, he's had the scan. We're just trying to get him back as quick as we can.
Leon Barnett, is that a player that would interest you, maybe?
Well, you keep throwing names at me and, you know, we might as well get the Scrabble board out because you won't get anything from me at the end of the day.
Any other players that are going to be a doubt for this one? How's Gary Medine? Is he close to sort of 100%?
Gary's fit. Gary's doing well. Just that I just felt that Chris had done really well and deserved his chance. He scored goals. I don't think Gary's completed 90 minutes all through the pre-season. So he's playing a little bit of catch-up, but listen, the one thing that maybe players that have been, you know, the star of the team, competition now comes into play. And then people they know they're in a fight. And I honestly believe that's the best way to be, because it gives you the edge all the way through. And you see it in the training. So I've just watched the training session. It's been superb. High tempo, because they're all buzzing and flying. Why? Because they know they have to, and they're chasing the ones that have got the shirt at the moment. And the ones that have got the shirt have got to hang on to it. And the only way you do that is by playing well.